Yeah, right. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just say it. I'm not going to stop.
Pondering is so awesome. From your home for eating pork loins and taco dip, live in studio. This is you from the bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
This is a really well-organized show, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank
we
you.
We hit record when we're in the middle of a joke. It's not even a funny joke.
I know. Christian Ponder is
not
funny.
Minnesota ranked, like, the last 20 years, mm-hmm. we're number third from the bottom for the most quarterbacks. I didn't realize we were that miserable.
Yeah. I sent you. Yeah, yeah, I sent you that article about the history of Minnesota Vikings quarterbacks over the last post-Fran Tarkington, post-Kramer, post-Eric Kramer has not been, not even, their numbers, we can do that. We're not going to, their numbers are, they have the fifth most, like, Pro Bowls and touchdowns and stuff out of, in the last 25 years. Only three first-round quarterbacks. Incredible. That article I sent you was really, really interesting.
Great.
About, do you remember, Christian Ponder, right? He was a quarterback after, Teddy Bridgewater, the golden era. No?
Why do you want to start it like that?
Where else do you want to start? We've got a Packer Vikings game going on in like 3 days, man. You got to fit in the smack talk. You got to fit in a little bit of the jibber jabber. I'm pretty sure right before you pushed play, you told me how much you loved Jordan Love. On a scale
20
of 20
different
to
starting
10.
Quarterbacks in 20 years.
They've really 20 for 20. That includes a Case Keenum. That includes a Joe Webb.
Sam Bradford.
I forgot. They've had three number one overall picks on their roster, correct? Between Carson Wentz, Sam Bradford. None of their own, and Kyler Murray. None of their own number one overall picks. That's a
We can't pick a quarterback to save our lives.
That's a ragtag group. Despite that. And I mean, we can talk
one of the
about
best,
this.
One of the better records in top five in the rankings for
out
the
of
records.
The article that I read out
oh
of
my
the
God,
teams
look at that list.
Out of the last, those are bringing back some memories, man. I can see you trucking down. Is
Gus
there a Gus Frat
yes.
down there? I was just about to ask
Tavares Jackson.
Did Bubby Brister get a start for you?
No.
No? Okay.
Brooks Bollinger
for sure got
Joe
a
Webb.
Start. I remember the Joe Webb, if I'm not mistaken, started a playoff game against the Packers, did he
Josh
not?
Josh Freeman.
I forgot Josh Freeman
Sean
was ever
Hill.
In the league. Again, he was a number one.
Sean Mannion, who is now the OC at Philly.
That is correct. That is.
That wasn't that long ago.
Boy, that's taken a trip down some rocky memory.
Horrible.
Every one
that's
of those
a great,
guys.
I mean, it's a decent list of, like, Dante Culpepper.
I mean, you have Rich Gannon in that list. You have.
Yeah, and you went on to run a
Yes, you
Super
have
Bowl.
Warren Moon in that list. You have Randall Cunningham twice. You have Brad Johnson twice.
Brad Johnson's before 2000, though.
Yes.
Oh, no, he's not. He's in there.
Yeah, that's an underwhelming list. But that, like I said, out of the this is my
list.
This was a stat that you would enjoy and appreciate.
Maybe
out
not.
Of all the teams that have not won a Super Bowl in the last 20 years, the Vikings have the most touchdowns and Pro Bowl appearances.
Yeah.
Despite not making a Super Bowl over the last 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, I bet you do. But they did argue that the reason for that was is because they keep finishing in the top with a 15th overall
pick.
We're always
decent. I mean, even last year when everything was horrible, we still finished, 9-7?
I mean, the last time I saw them get a top five pick was the glory days of Troy Williamson, if I'm not mistaken.
That worked out really well,
that
too.
That was the last time I remember. Maybe Matt Khalil? Was he a top five guy, top three guy?
He's up there, top 10 at least.
But yeah, I don't remember them ever having. Adrian Peterson was a top three pick.
He worked out well.
He worked fantastically well.
We wasted him.
But, I mean, Randy Moss was a top 20 pick. He wasn't a top three pick.
Justin Jefferson's 18.
Justin Jefferson was 18. Roberts, all these different guys were.
Robert Smith
was great for. Was a me too. One of my favorites.
Smart too.
One of my favorite Vikings, which says a lot for his. Yeah,
I don't have a favorite Packer.
Man, you do too.
No.
Brett Favre. It's definite most assuredly.
I was such the most conflicted fan during that.
I enjoyed.
And then the saying somebody a Packer fan told me, before that season started going. You live with the Favre, you die by the Favre.
I mean, I told Vikings fans exactly how that season was going to end because for two straight years I watched an aging Brett Favre throw it across the middle with an interception that finished off the season. So I knew that's how it was going to end for the Vikings. And if I remember correctly,
that's how it's ended.
That's exactly how it ended.
With the New Orleans Saints.
As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, it's the NFL season kicking absolutely off, because you just heard a Vikings fan in full mid-season excitement, because that's a Vikings fan right there.
Who would we say right when you start laughing? Who would I take, Jordan Love or who?
Baker Mayfield.
I'll take Baker Mayfield.
I didn't realize how much you disliked Jordan Love as a quarterback.
I just don't like him.
Okay, I mean, I
didn't like Baker Mayfield for the longest time because I thought he was an arrogant, pompous.
Easy not to like a Baker Mayfield.
He's grown on me.
If he would have been your quarterback for the last 5 years, you would be a huge Baker Mayfield fan. If you liked Kirk Cousins, you would love Baker Mayfield.
I did not love Kirk Cousins. I was like, eh, it could be worse.
You accepted him
We figured out what could be worse.
He's the relative coming to dinner. Okay, fine. We'll roll with Kirk Cousins. Okay, yeah, man. We got big-time NFL.
So, might as well talk about Baker. Baker Mayfield got his contract
starting
extension.
Quarterback formerly of the Browns, formerly of the Panthers, formerly of the whom else did Baker Mayfield start for?
Oh, the Rams.
The Rams won one game. Well traveled for a number one pick who I thought won the Heisman Trophy, came into the league with, I mean, he's the number one pick, of course, for the Cleveland Browns. But so they ruined him for a few years. He got out of Cleveland. Well,
he took him to the playoffs.
Yes, he did the last time.
And then
they wasn't good
off.
Enough. They wanted something else, and they've been chasing.
Well, they did. They thought Deshaun they got Watson. Something. Yeah,
they wanted Deshaun Watson.
Oh, that's working out really well.
I love that. Once again, for the 850th consecutive week, guy, I am so glad that we are not in Cleveland having to talk about either LeBron James or the Cleveland Browns or anything attached to Cleveland football at all.
So, I mean, other than NFL news, it's been pretty quiet. Other than some Major League Baseball, but.
Oh, yeah, no, the rest of the sports sort of know. You know, you ever been out in the woods and you can tell when the deer are, when the bear is coming because the rest of the woods gets a little quiet?
Yeah.
That's what it is when the NFL season is coming.
Yeah, it's here.
The rest of the collective sports world, college football made themselves a little whimper over the last week. We had the kickoff.
Yeah, because they have nothing else going on.
Yeah, they were at zero. There was no other sports going on. Week one of the college football season kicked off without any real surprises. I guess a Florida State got upset. Michigan got really, really lucky on
Michigan lost that game.
Michigan should have lost on a time ran out on a Hail Mary.
Right.
The referees decided there was, in fact, 1 second left. And after further review, they were right. The clocks weren't synced up correctly in the stadium, so nobody in the stadium or at home.
Well, they said there was a second clock.
Knew.
And they had some camera, some just happened to
and
have a picture.
And mysteriously, the next day they had a camera.
It wasn't the full scoreboard. Yeah. It was just a scoreboard.
College football loves an upset, but what they really love is Michigan winning games on national television.
Yeah.
So they got that. So that was, you know. That happened. Wisconsin played the Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. So there's already been a game. It was last Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Badgers played Notre Dame.
Didn't play very well.
For the first quarter and a half, they played pretty okay, good enough. They ran
pretty
the ball.
Okay.
Their punter boomed a 75-yard punt. That was cool to see. But
that's your highlights?
You remember this last year. They had a game where their punter was their leading passer.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, as much as I enjoyed Colton Joseph as their new starting quarterback, he looks like a guy who played at Old Dominion last year. Because he did.
So I'm going to, on a side story.
Yeah.
While having lunch today, people around the table, not real sports fans, no Badger baseball.
Football.
Football. What did I say? Baseball.
Baseball.
Sorry.
That exists, but I don't know much about Badger baseball.
They were like, that coach has got to leave. He should have left last year. And these are people that do not, I mean, they're Badger fans, but
did,
not.
Did that voice in your head say, God, I've heard that so
many
times?
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a year.
I have been talking about that for almost two years. 2 years since basically.
When they said that Jim Leonard couldn't get the job.
Correct. That was it for me. When they booted Leonard and maybe they didn't boot Jim Leonard, maybe Jim Leonard said, thanks, but no thanks.
I mean, he's doing pretty well for himself.
He's
now
on the right track. He was correct in not taking the Wisconsin job.
I mean, he's the DC for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
That's a good job.
He's in the short track. I would not be surprised
in
if
2 years.
Jim Leonard is an NFL head coach with somebody, anybody, Green Bay Packers. I would accept
right.
That time links up just right for me.
Yeah,
I would accept
right.
that.
What that. How do you feel about that?
I would feel great about that. That's the best hire. That's the best. That's the best hire since Greg Gard. That's a great hire. No, I would accept that. Joe, Jim Leonard left Wisconsin. Wisconsin football left Wisconsin, it feels like. It feels like we haven't, despite the fact that the AD, former AD, was a Wisconsin Badger football alum, and they've had a track record over the last decade of, except for since Luke Fickell has shown up. No, Wisconsin Badger football is at its lowest point. It feels worse than it did last year when we were scuffling through and I wanted the coach to be fired. This feels worse than that because they're going to keep the coach all year. This isn't going to affect because he had a really recruiting class.
Maybe, but at some point, boosters and whatnot are going to go, all right, we need some results here, and this is not happening.
I mean, I would think so, but they also had three consecutive years of under 500 football out of Wisconsin, and it didn't move the needle. It didn't get anybody fired. It didn't shake things up. Barry Alvarez just quietly sort of resigned. Chris McIntosh, the current AD, just sort of quietly resigned. Other sports at Wisconsin are doing amazing. Wisconsin basketball is doing well. They are a top, They're a top 25 program in the country consistently over the last five years.
As a Badger fan, you're used to a certain standard, aren't you?
Unfortunately,
prior to Fickell.
And then it's been 5 years. Because the reason Luke Fickell was even in line for the job is because Badger football wasn't being Badger football.
Sure.
Over the last, there was like a Gary Anderson who showed up out of Oregon State. A couple of rando coaches for Wisconsin really took away the luster of just banging into people 40 plays a game with a big old running back and 350-pound lineman. Yeah, no, they lost, I think it was like 31-13 or... They lost by more than the spread of 22.5 points against Notre Dame. I don't know who Wisconsin's got coming up. I really hope it's like an Eastern Illinois or a Central Pennsylvania or something. Give something to get them back on the right track. Something so I can at least see what the Wisconsin Badgers offense and defense are going to look like
this year. Western Illinois.
Perfect. Great. That's a win.
Western Illinois, Eastern Michigan,
yeah.
Penn State.
Kent State or Penn
State? Penn State.
Penn State's okay.
Michigan State.
Yeah, they start.
UCLA, USC, Iowa, Rutgers.
I mean, that new
Maryland.
Big Ten schedule, it's still an adjustment for me, even though it's been 3-4 years, to when I see UCLA.
They got three ranked teams
and USC.
On the schedule right now.
Oh, I'm okay. They don't. I mean, that's.
Purdue, Michigan.
Purdue's a win.
Minnesota.
You should be able to beat Purdue. You should be able to beat Minnesota.
Maryland.
You weren't
last
Minnesota.
Year.
Minnesota's beat them 2 out of the last 3 years.
Yeah, they're looking good this year,
They put up, I believe, 65 points against, like, Eastern Illinois or something. Yeah. Like, we were talking about that. P.J. Fleck, rowing boats. I would take P.J. Fleck as my coach.
Yeah.
Over whatever. Anyway,
so, that's Badger.
That's Badger football. Again, that's about all in college football that... It's week one.
You talk about LSU or not?
Let's mention, yeah, why not? Okay, so LSU, Louisiana State University, hired a head coach known as Lane Kiffin this year. Lane Kiffin is the son of former defensive coordinator, longtime Hall of Fame defensive coordinator Monty Kiffin, who was the D coordinator for the Bucks for a million years. Lane Kiffin was the youngest, going back 15 years or so, was the youngest head coach in college football at USC. He coached at Florida Atlantic. He was fired by Al Davis, quite famously, hilariously fired by Al Davis. went to Alabama as an assistant to Lane Kiffin or to Nick Saban. So he still stayed on that Hall of Fame track, but he still had a reputation for kind of looking for advantages anywhere you can. And then he went to Ole Miss, and he led them to the college football playoff last year.
Yep.
And then he jumped ship to LSU, which
he jumped ship before the
season was even over.
Well, before the championship game.
Yeah, Ole Miss was on their way to the college football playoffs yeah. last year, and they didn't have their head coach.
Right.
Because Lane Kiffin was on his way to LSU, and that's fine, and that's dandy.
Well, he was also recruiting some of the coaches he wanted from Ole Miss.
And players, oh, yeah. as it were. He has a number of Ole Miss players and coaches on his roster. A lot of the recruits, that's standard issue in college football. Like, that totally happens. That happened at Cincinnati when Cincinnati...
What made it even worse, though, he was...
Lost
He did an interview when he was still at Ole Miss going, this is my home.
Yeah.
This is it. I've found my place and whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, here's some money. Okay.
Yeah, it turns out after enough money was given to him, he was okay with leaving. And as it turns out, they were probably okay with him leaving too. Lane Kiffin, over the last every single place he's ever been to, has left sort of a trail of destruction.
Yep.
I'm going to call it a slug trail behind him. it's just sort of mucks up the works for the next person. The Raiders, after he left, the Raiders, shambles. For years, they're still shambles. But it's not Lane Kiffin's fault. But he didn't help. He left USC. It took them a number of years. It's sort of his style. Well, in the new NIL era of free transfers and no more dark money, and sort of having a real openness to
open checkbook,
we'll sign anybody. We'll uncover every rock for every player. LSU stood at the forefront this year at the beginning of college football. In deciding, hey, you know what? We'll take some pros. Well, they were first in line to say, hey, undrafted free agents in the NFL, you want some guaranteed money, you should come play at LSU this year. And because college football has no leadership at all,
right,
and nobody to say no, nobody can stand up and actually say no and have it hold anything in college football,
till
right?
Now.
There seems to be a lot of courts who just say, it's cool with me. Let's pass it to the next court.
Yeah.
You're having these court battles in state court between state court of Louisiana versus the state court of Mississippi.
Who are the fans of the teams.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that they find friendly judges in these very deep, in these campus communities, right? In Oxford, Mississippi, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you can find some friendly judges.
So what would happen? What happened was that there was two...
Please do.
Players that were on NFL teams, mm-hmm. they did not make the cut. In fact, they were cut.
They were on the practice squads?
No, one of them... That tight end was trying to go for the roster.
Oh, okay. He was on... Had a chance to make the 53-man active roster.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was on the 90 list. And then before the cutdown, or during cutdown to 53, he got cut.
Mm-hmm.
And Lane Kiffin goes, hey, won't you come on down?
Yeah, come on back.
So... Yeah, come on, Dad. Because he was for Ole Miss.
Yes.
That was one of the things. So he had signed and agreed to, and then everybody got in a tizzy saying that NFL players who don't make a team should not be able to go play in a college
game. You know, in the world of college sports, without commissioners, when you get an entire group of guys, and it's a whole group of leadership, all of them universally decide, yeah, no, we need to stop this thing from happening, that he has crossed the line. And maybe it's because he is a habitual line stepper. Lane Kiffin has a recidivist. He has continuously done something that people have not liked on the coaching aspect. He's been a guy who has loudly talked smack to other coaches in press conferences and in media availabilities and stuff like that. So he's real easy not to root for. And so these commissioners, and it's interesting because they also had the opportunity. It's not like LSU is the only school that these guys could go to, correct? Like, they could go.
They go any school you want.
Any school they want. So they could have gone to Ole Miss. They could go to Tulane. They could go to Alabama. either these coaches all said, no, these are professional adults. These are 23 and 24-year-old professional adults. No, we're not going to let them play. But so all of these commissioners got together and said, if you allow it to happen, we aren't going to schedule LSU for the season. And it worked because LSU folded. LSU said, at least currently, as of today, has said, we will not allow these semi-pro athletes on our
rosters. SEC was threatening to ban or kick LSU
out of the conference.
Yes.
And that's not just in football. That would be in every
conference. Sport.
That's a lot of, because it affects, as much as college football moves
SEC,
the money.
Because like SEC, each conference, when they get a TV deal or anything like that, they share the wealth with all the other teams in the conference.
Swimming, they get the baseball team, the swimming team, the football team, the basketball team. Everybody benefits.
Right. So everybody, even the commissioner, Roger Goodell, said that once you go into he didn't say it, but there was the rules, is that you're only eligible for one draft in your life. So he can't, if you want to go back to college, he's not eligible to go into the draft.
So you have to be a free agent next year anyway.
Right. So, and then I just
interesting that you can only enter the draft once.
Well,
I've never thought about a guy who could be undrafted this year. I guess then you're just a free agent, right? Like,
what's that kid that
Sorsby? I was just thinking of Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati. If he would have entered the draft,
right? But that was a little different circumstances. He was
quite different. He was dealing with,
but he didn't not declare in time, so that's why he wasn't invited to the draft.
Interesting.
He's now invited next year.
To be entered into the
draft. So that Daquan Wright is the name of the tight end that Cleveland cut. He was signed to a rookie deal, but then he got cut. So, but now, with everything going on, he's not eligible to go back to college. So now it just says that he's trying to, his manager, Drew Rosenhaus.
Of course, yes. Yeah, that's because now he's a big name. This guy went from being somebody that nobody had ever heard of.
Right.
So he's trying to go back to the NFL. Somebody who can be kind of a poster boy. And here's the thing is, he can go, he can be draftable. He can't
he's not drafted. He's just going to be picked up.
He can be a free agent for somebody. If he's got the ability, not to say if you've got the ability to start at LSU as a tight end, I feel like you would have the ability to make somebody's in the practice in somebody's roster.
I mean, you could be the fourth tight end, which, you know, with injuries and everything else, I wouldn't be surprised if he got signed.
I mean, it's also a thing where maybe he's not that good.
Yeah, that too.
Right, like maybe
Cleveland cut him.
If he's not, it's the thing. If Cleveland doesn't want you,
wants you?
And nobody, the CFL, you know, like the Canadian Football League might be a home for you at that point. It is.
So you want to go back? We're going to go into the NFL now. That we got.
We can circle a little bit.
Done.
We mentioned the Roger Goodell.
Yep, we didn't mention it.
Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, is undoubtedly, I think, if you made a list of most powerful people in sports,
right?
Whether they were players, owners, managers, or commissioners, I think Roger Goodell, undoubtedly, maybe the head of ESPN, might be more powerful in the world of sports than Roger Goodell, but Roger Goodell is his employee, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't the NFL get bought up by?
Not just
the network.
The network,
sure.
And Red Zone, yes, that and the some of the rights and some stuff, but not the NFL itself.
There isn't a more powerful commissioner than Roger Goodell. There's not a more powerful owner in sports. Mark Cuban at one point was pretty big deal. The buses may have been a big deal in the NBA.
Jerry Jones.
Maybe Jerry Jones in his pinnacle at the height of the Cowboys dynasty was the biggest thing.
Robert Kraft right now?
Maybe before
you got to understand, because those guys are the ones still on the main committee of.
That's fair.
Yep. You know,
Roger Goodell has now, I want to say he's been in the commissioner for a decade, but it might have been
more than that,
right? It went from
He averages $64 million a year.
He makes Patrick Mahomes money, man. He is making $64 million a year, which is the same amount that Jalen Hurts is making.
But in his defense, he's made the NFL. I mean, he's taken it over international seas. I mean,
tomorrow night, first game
in Melbourne, Australia.
Can't
is going to be
believe they've never gone to Australia and played a football game before.
Yeah, that like going down
seems
under.
Like a,
But I mean, at some point, there's going to be a team internationally.
I'm assuming Jacksonville, and there's been too much smoke about Jacksonville eventually becoming Paris or London.
Not Jacksonville, I don't think.
Jacksonville is both the most Eastern. They're the least popular team in the NFL as far as fan bases go, and they're the newest.
No, it's going to be an expansion.
You think they're just going to straight up go and have one in like Mexico City and one or two European teams so you can
one will be in the States and then one will be internationally.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're just trying to figure out the logistics of internet. I mean, they're already been prepping
NFL
teams.
It's been 10 years of international games, right?
So like they're getting used to it going, okay, you guys can go to Germany and Ireland.
It used to be one international game a year. I remember it was a huge deal to have that international
but
game.
But now it's just part of it.
I'm old enough to remember NFL Europe. I remember, like, the Barcelona Dragons of the NFL Europe days.
Wasn't that XFL?
No, that was the NFL Europe. That was Barcelona Dragons. There was Frankfurt had a team.
I don't remember that.
It didn't last super long, right? Like, it. You'll go down that memory. Because there was some former NFL quarterbacks who were in the world. Kurt Warner was in the World League, as it is. It wasn't NFL Europe. It was called the World League.
Oh. I don't remember that.
But it's been 10 years, 15 years maybe, of NFL games. There was one a year.
But and then there's a couple. He's perpetuated this, pretty much.
We go 6 weeks now where there's international games for the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
They move. So they're getting the teams used to the flights.
Right.
They're getting the fan bases used to just not having your team around for a couple of weeks.
Right.
You're going to get used to watching a 7:30 in the morning kickoff. I remember that Vikings.
Yeah.
Was it Vikings Steelers?
Maybe.
A year or two ago?
Yep.
Well, that was at like 7:30 in the morning.
7:30, 8:30, something like that.
They had I remember last year they played in Ireland.
Yep.
The Steelers had a huge.
Oh yeah, some of these teams are a big. I mean, Minnesota's one of those that's got a big following in the Europe.
Green Bay's
sure.
got a big following because of how they run their system, that club system in Europe for soccer.
But they also in the trade-off too, which is Roger Goodell's idea, was international players coming over, you get exempt.
Yes,
you get an extra roster spot on your practice squad for international.
Your kicker, your backup lineman, your practice. There's been a few of these guys who have made it on these international pathways. So Roger Goodell has earned his place.
So he got an extension.
He's now 4-year extension at $64 million
at least.
a year. That's the base minimum.
By
you
the
know?
Way, a minute and a half.
Did we really just run through an entire...
We talked half the time of college.
Okay, I think starting next week, we're going to have to start doing these... We're going to have to run a little long. We're just going to have to push...
We can't run long. We're contemplating doing kind of like a after hours on the podcast.
We can't do it on live.
We can't broadcast it during a station because there's no time slots, but we're thinking about putting on because it's a podcast. Anywhere you listen to the podcast, starting next week, we'll probably do an extra half hour, 45-minute show.
Because we just talked for 27 minutes, and we didn't talk about the Brewers.
Nah.
We didn't talk about the upcoming any of the games. Like, the NFL kicks off. There's going to be
tomorrow.
Thursday, Sunday.
All Sundays.
Monday. There's going to be
a lot to talk
football.
About next week, for sure.
So I would really like to start during football season, being able to spend X number of minutes. You might even hear us swear. Not on the air. It could happen. It's the internet. Anything can happen, man. This has been really, really fun. I have enjoyed this very, very much.
Just a reminder, next Thursday, September 17th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fall Pledge Drive, one day only. Our goal is 16K.
We can get there.
For our 16th birthday.
Hey, now, you're an all-star. That's awesome, dude. I didn't realize WDRT has been 16 years. Way to go, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Bye.